From a thankful helpmate. Here is a letter that was sent to me from a thankful lady. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Pearl, I thought you might be interested to hear of my husband's passing, and what a blessing it is to have been married to a husband who lived what you teach. He went out to do yard work in the afternoon of September 24th, and as he went out the door, he turned and said to me, "It has been a wonderful life with you." Those were the last words I ever heard him say. He came in a few minutes later, went into a back room, and dropped dead of a heart attack. He was always telling me how he loved me, and would always thank me for meals and all the things I did for him. He was a wonderful, godly husband, and it is so lovely to have those words to remember. We were married 56 years. Keep reminding people that marriage is the most precious relationship we have on this earth. And it is only for this earth. So make the most of it and don't waste the time. The Lord is sufficient for all things, and I am receiving from Him all I need. But oh, how I miss the half of me that is gone. Love in our Savior, Marion. Marriage is the most precious relationship we have on earth. Reflecting on the things we have learned. Things that can break a man's spirit and cripple a marriage. A wife who is spiritually critical. A discontent wife. A wife who is not fulfilling the 8 priorities listed in Titus 2 for a wife. 8 things that women must do or be to avoid blaspheming the written word of God. Titus 2, 3-5. 1. Sober. 2. Love their husbands. 3. Love their children. 4. Be discreet. 5. Chaste. 6. Keepers at home. 7. Good. 8. Obedient to their own husbands. Tools of our glorious marriage warfare are joy, thankfulness, contentment, reverence, submission, prayer, and believing God's word. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that a man should be alone. I will make him an helpmate for him." The Lord God brought her unto the man. Genesis 2, 18 and 22. Whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. Proverbs 18, 22. How has God changed you? Go back to the list of 10 things you recorded at the beginning of this book. Where you were once ignorant of God's plan, now you have the truth concerning your role as a helpmeet. Nothing will ever be the same. Fear God.